Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. And like the Christians that were chased into early Christians that were chased into catacombs, it didn't matter that they hid in the catacombs. There were still tens of thousands of them that were martyred. And I suspect that our fate is going to be the same. Oh, happy day to wear that crown, huh? Bring it on, Al, baby. Using the slanderous characterization by the Southern Poverty Law Center, Franken called the Religious Liberty Legal Organization, Alliance Defending Freedom, a hate group, and compared it to Pol Pot and the KKK. The nominee, law professor Amy Barrett, once gave a lecture to a summer training program for young Christian lawyers. In the clip, Franken demagogues her as a careless dupe of the crypto cluckers. Now, Dreher is not exaggerating. He does. He actually asks her if she would have given a speech to Pol Pot, a rampageous, demonically inspired murderer, mass murderer, if he would have paid her. We've reached a new pinnacle here, folks. If anyone remains that denies that what we're witnessing in public today is a war of the demons raging and rampaging for souls against those who don't want to surrender their souls and who are going to publicly, even at great cost to themselves, defend the faith. I've got a phone here. Call me and tell me what you think is going on. Mitter Church, please. It's just liberal. It's liberal versus conservative, Mitter Church. That's all it is. Do you have the Franken clip or you want me to play it? Okay. I'm going to play it in its entirety. I'm going to try not to lose it and scream over it. At 7.5 minutes long, you must hear this. This is Wednesday.
Senator, I'm invited to give a lot of talks as a law professor, and it is not, I don't know what all of ADF's policy positions are, and it has never been my practice.
Hang on. Go to the pile of prep and get that one, because that's 3 minutes. You missed the first 3 minutes. You got to have the first 3 minutes. The one I have queued up here is 10 minutes long. You got to hear the lead up to that question. Because the lead up to her, because she's now defending herself after he's lectured her for the first time. So you got to hear this, folks. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Just imagine if you were the proverbial fly on the wall in 140 AD when Emperor Julian was, you know, it wasn't in 140 AD. It's earlier than that. Probably around 100 AD, I think. When, how many of you have read the Acts of the Apostles? The Acts of the Apostles, there is a demon or a man who is possessed by a demon. His name is Simon Magnus. You got the clip?
Mr. Chairman, Professor Barrett. On the financial disclosure report that you submitted to this committee, you listed two payments of $2,100 each from the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. ADF, for those who are not familiar with it, is a far-right group that files cases and lobbies for policies that ADF characterizes as defending religious liberty. But when you actually take a look at ADF's work, it's clear that the group's real purpose is to advance an extreme version or vision of society. The Southern Poverty Law Center,
a Christian society,
which
is the
tracks
version.
Hate groups, describes ADF as a group that has, quote, supported the recriminalization of homosexuality in the United States and criminalization abroad. Criminalization of homosexuality. Has defended state-sanctioned sterilization of transgender people abroad. Has linked homosexuality to pedophilia and claims that a homosexual agenda will destroy Christianity and society. In addition to the lawsuits it files, ADF also runs a training program for law students and young attorneys who share its views. Professor Barrett, if my understanding is correct, the payments you received from ADF were connected to presentations you delivered at ADF's training seminars. Is that right?
Yes, I gave a one-hour presentation on constitutional law.
No, not that!
Mm-hmm. And delivered these presentations to law students participating in the Blackstone Legal Fellowship Program. Blackstone is an ADF program. Were you aware of that when you accepted their invitation to speak?
I actually wasn't aware until I received the honorarium and saw the ADF on the check, or maybe when I saw an email and saw the signature line. But yes, ADF is the organization that sponsors the Blackstone.
You weren't aware of it.
Senator Franken, I can't remember exactly when I became aware of it. I was aware of the Blackstone program for some time.
But you were not aware when you
when
the gig.
By the time I spoke, I was aware. I can't remember exactly when I was aware, but
are
for
you,
present purposes,
is it your habit?
Now listen to the here it comes.
Accepting money from organizations without first learning what they do.
Senator, I'm invited to give a lot of talks as a law professor, and it is not. I don't know what all of ADF's policy positions are, and it has never been my practice to investigate all of the policy positions of a group that invites me to speak.
So if you got, let's say
listen
in
to
the 70s, I did lectures, and say Pol Pot had asked me to speak.
Mass murderer.
But I didn't, like, check it out. Do you think that would have been good judgment?
No, Senator. And if I were invited to speak by Pol Pot or by the KKK or a group like that, I would certainly decline the invitation. But I think it's a long way from...
Well, let me just tell you this, that Blackstone's affiliation with ADF is clearly stated on its website. The first question on Blackstone's frequently asked questions page is, who created the Blackstone Legal Fellowship? The answer reads, Blackstone Legal Fellowship is a program of Alliance Defending Freedom.
We can't have any alliances defending freedom, especially Christian freedom, madam.
That fights against equal treatment of LGBT people. This is a group which calls for the sterilization of transgender people abroad.
I was not aware of that.
Of course,
well,
no one's going to check this claim
again.
Out. And I've never heard this. Have you?
So you will speak to anyone who pays you. You don't.
That's
check
right. She's
out
a whore.
Who they are. I mean, if they're the lobby for dogs and puppies and American pie, but happen to be, I don't know, anti-Semitic. You wouldn't do any research?
Senator, again, if I were invited to speak by a hate group, if I were invited to speak by the KKK or that
group... Well,
sounds
like the ADF is something of a hate group, doesn't it?
Senator, that
was
not my...
No, it is
not! That was not what my interactions with Blackstone were like. The people who I interacted with, we had a wonderful group of students from Notre Dame go. I never witnessed any discriminatory conduct in any way. I never had a whiff of that. My presentation was about constitutional interpretation. It had nothing to do with those topics, and it just was not my experience. I didn't have...
Do you know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is?
I learned it recently, yes.
You learned it just recently?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to ask me if I knew about the Southern Poverty Law Center's classification of ADF as a hate group. And
no,
yes,
I didn't ask you that. What I asked you was a simple question.
I do know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is.
You're the arrogance.
Okay, what are they? What do they do?
Well, I'm speaking generally.
What is she, a four-year-old?
I'm generally aware that the Southern Poverty Law Center fights discrimination and that they do classify some groups as hate groups.
Yeah, they track hate groups.
What's a hate group, Franken?
And you spoke at an event sponsored by one of those hate groups.
Senator,
now, I question your judgment. The root word of judgment is judge.
Senator, with respect, I did not
have that impression
of ADF.
Pause the digital media file. So let me see if I understand this. Number one, Miss Barrett is not a constitutional law professor. She's a five-year-old child. Number two, if the Southern Poverty Law Center identifies anyone on earth as being a, quote, hate group, close quote, and you have any, even if it's of a tangential 6 degrees of Kevin freaking Bacon relationship with them, you are now not qualified to serve in the temples of Bagul and Buggery. Do I have that right, Senator Franken?
And ADF, if it were truly a hate group, it wouldn't be co-counsel right now. It has a brief in the Supreme Court with Wilmer Hale, which is one of the most reputable and esteemed law firms in the country, and they wouldn't be co-counsel with ADF if it were a hate group. I assure you they wouldn't be co-counsel with the KKK. I gather that the Southern Poverty Law Center's designation of ADF as a hate group is controversial. I didn't learn about that until more recently. But again, that was not my experience with the Blackstone program.
Pause the media file. All right. Miss Reed in the chat room just made a brilliant observation. Hey, Franken. Hey, Lama. Why don't you bring President Obama in there and let's grill President Obama for his agreement to speak at Georgetown University and at Notre Dame University at a commencement ceremony. Mr. Church, please, what does that have? Wow, hey, Notre Dame is, you know what Notre Dame means in French? You know what Notre Dame means in French? Our Lady. That's what it means, Our Lady. It's the school of Our freaking Lady. Of course, it isn't anymore. Some people there are trying to bring it back. They're a hate group. They have called for homosexuals to repent. They have called for transsexuals, the church, Our Lady has, said the sins and the errors of Russia must stop. Hey, Obama, did you speak at Catholic?
Well, I did. But talked about aborting babies and stuff. It's all good.
Oh, okay, well, you get a pass. This guilt by association trick that this clown, this bigot, and this bully, Senator Al Franken, is playing here. Folks, this is all you need to know, but I'm going to give you one more, to know and to realize, finally, let this click into your head. The government of the United States of America is hostile, just like the government of the Emperor Julian, which is why I mentioned it in the beginning of the show. They haven't started feeding Professor Barrett types, me and others, to lions yet in a coliseum filled with a bunch of people cheering Martha Plimpton's first abortion, but give them time. Is there more? Let us continue, shall we? This is Senator Al Franken interrogating Constitution law professor or history professor at Notre Dame, again, French for Our Lady, Notre Dame University, Amy Barrett, who President Trump nominated for a seat on the federal court.
Is it your position that no hate group has ever filed or co-filed a brief to the Supreme Court?
I haven't researched that question. That is not my position. My position is that a very well-respected law firm would certainly not serve as co-counsel on a brief with a hate group because, as you say, if there's a hate group, just like I wouldn't give a speech in front of a hate group. I wouldn't give a speech to the KKK. I think that...
But you yourself said that you don't take it upon yourself to research who you're speaking to. So how do you know? I mean, not many groups call themselves the KKK. Only one does. But there are plenty of hate groups out there. So if you yourself said you had no idea when you gave this, when you accepted this speech, you didn't do any research into them. You are saying
she just showed up.
You don't vet who pays you to give a speech. Now that to me is irresponsible and shows bad judgment because I used to, the Pol Pot was a pretty extreme example, but I would vet whoever asked me to speak, especially and whether I was speaking for free or I was being paid.
Right. Pause the digital media file, please. Vetting who you're speaking of and determining that they're unacceptable are two different things. If I vetted someone to go speak at a conference and they showed up on the Southern Poverty Law Center website as a hate group, unless they were the Klan or some Antifa Nazi organization, not only would I go, but I'd want the world to know that I went.